What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Bad Podcast. In here, I'm your boy Wayne, in here with Brad. Brad, what are we talking about today, man?
Just keeping going, keeping the momentum that you found at some point, and just whether you see the light at the end of the tunnel, take one more step, because you may not be where you want to be today, but you're closer than you were yesterday.
Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some meal for life, baby.
What it do? What it be? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. Your boy Wayne in here with my brother Brad, man. Bring you another awesome episode, man. First of all, man, we love to shout out our folks, man. We're actually starting a new round. And so, you know, I made a post today, man, just kind of introducing myself, B, and a lot of people said they love the Bad Podcast, man. I love to hear that, bro. Like, that is awesome, man, when you're, you know, I don't know if I told you guys, like, I didn't envision the Bad Podcast to be like this, but I'm glad it worked out like this. Like, the original thing was Brad to be solo because he's such an inspirational guy, and I watch him on his lives, and he flipped it. He was like, bro, I'm not doing this by myself. Like,
teamwork, baby. Teamwork that makes the dream work.
That's right, man, and I'm glad you did, man. So real quick, man, I'm gonna grab about two of these comments. Let's see. This one actually from 33 minutes ago, B. So somebody just watched today's episode. The drop. We're recording this on a Monday, and it's dropping on a Monday. So it says, what a great point about allowing external factors to consume your thoughts instead of staying focused on the end goal. So appreciative of the E2M program. And this one says, I love the Oprah quote at the beginning. I'm going to talk with my boys about that one. That is awesome, man. Shout out to y'all, man, for leaving comments. That helps us in the algorithm, help people find us, find this podcast, man, because we just want to continue to spread the word, not only about E2M, man, but just putting out some positivity and some motivation out there, B. So let's get it, man. Let's talk about today's topic, man. You gave me the graphic, the image that everybody's seeing. Let's get into it, man.
Yeah, so you may not be where you want to be today, but if as long as you you know, find a way or find a reason to come back, you're further than you were yesterday. You're closer than you were yesterday as far as obtaining that goal. And I was scrolling through Facebook, and I touched base with you a little bit before we got live here, Dwayne. But I was scrolling Facebook, and I saw this image of two diamond miners, right? And they had both been digging through the ground and using their pickaxes, and the one had weaved in and out and in and out and in and out. And he was inches away from obtaining the diamond, right? And he decided that the image is he is walking away from the diamond because he still hasn't obtained the diamond. And I think that is so relatable to fitness. And I think that's relatable to life because, you know, oftentimes we are so close to obtaining the diamond. We are so close to obtaining the result that we desire. We're so close. We're one action away. We're one decision away from obtaining the things that we desire. We're destined to live this life, but we give up before we get to that life. And I kind of want to dive in on that today because, you know, guys like you and me, we see this day in and day out. Man, you're so close. You're so close. You're so close. And they give up because they don't see how close they are because they're wrapped up within that box. We're looking from outside that box. We see, oh my gosh, you're so close. But instead, they give up because it's hard to see the prize sometimes. It's hard to see how close you are to obtaining that life that you deserve.
Yeah, no, totally agree, man. That, I mean, on so many levels, on so many levels, so many aspects of life, that is the case. Because, you know, even I remember like sermons talk about, you know, as the storm get harder, you know, that means you're getting closer. You know, and it seems like right before, you know, like what we call the breakthrough, man, right before you break through that moment, man, it's going to be tough. Like, it's going to be like, this is the pits. This is the worst, you know, and a lot of people, I mean, honestly, you know, majority of people give up in that moment, man, because of what they feel in the present moment, and they lose sight of what's on the other side of that thing, or because what's on the other side of that moment isn't strong enough to keep to motivate them to keep pushing, man. That's something that that kind of learned under our boss, man. You know, Jeff is finding a strong enough why. You know, we all have whys, man. Sure. We all have things that we want, but it has to be strong enough that when we're in that pit, when we're in that moment, and we're tired, and we swung this thing a thousand times, man, and be willing to swing it one more time, man, because there's a strong enough desire to get to what's behind there, man. So this is going to be a good one, man.
I don't know if you know who Inky Johnson is. Motivational speaker. Phenomenal. I love me some Inky. You ever heard of him? No? You got to look him up. And if you're listening to this podcast and you never heard of Inky Johnson, I require this. Go look up the name Inky Johnson. All right. And he, I don't know, I'm gonna butcher this, but he, the way he looks at it is he says something along the lines of, can you be totally invested in the process without a guaranteed product, or something along those lines? You know, nothing in life is guaranteed. We know this, but can you stay completely focused? Can you stay totally invested without that guaranteed product? And a lot of times, you know, we invest our time and we think that we're owed. We think we're owed that product, that end result. We're not owed anything. We have to come to an understanding that just because I worked really hard yesterday and the day before and the day before, that doesn't give me a day off. That doesn't give me a day off, because if I give myself a day off and I bend a little bit, you know, I'm taking myself and I'm putting myself a step back, because, you know, this is the way I like to think about it. The way it's a poverty mindset, right? It's a poverty mindset. And a lot of us, you know, we have a poverty mindset when it comes to finances. It's a poverty mindset when it comes to fitness. It's a poverty mindset when we come to any area of growth. You know, we'll make $500 in a week and we'll spend $501. When it comes to fitness, we'll work our tails off for 5 days, man. We'll work extremely hard for 5 days, but then what we'll do on Saturday and Sunday, we'll go so far backwards because I worked hard for 5 days. And so I want you to reshape your way of thinking when it comes to growth in general. All right. And you need to be just totally invested, right, plain and simple, black and white, be totally invested without that guaranteed product. I'm going to look up that quote, Dwayne, by Inky Johnson, while you take it away for a second.
I got it, man. I got it. Cause I'm going to say, you know, you're stepping on my toes, B. Like, I'm just going to throw that out there. Because I experienced this personally with my E2M journey, man. It probably was the second round of last year. I got really close to a visible goal that I was chasing. And, you know, I was in the point where I was like, really close, but I couldn't see it at the time. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see it at the time. Yep. And I was like, man, I'm about to pig out pretty much. Like, I was like, I've had asparagus for 5 days. Like, I'm about to have the spread, man. Mm-hmm. And so that meal took me in the wrong direction. And then that it just continued to compound. Yeah. And then I looked back at pictures of that end of that round, how close I was to that goal, man. And I gave up because of it was tough. You know, I gave up. And what was, I guess, killing me right now is looking back at those pictures. I take pictures every day, looking at how close I was. And then now I'm having to work myself back to that place. And I was like, if I'd have just,
I was just there.
One more round, man, you know, or not. And see, I have a plan now that when I hit it, when I get close this time, I got a little plan. But it's amazing. You know, we can all point to points where we've done that, you know, you know, on a personal level, we can all point to some situation where we've done that exact same thing, being that close, and turned our backs on it, man.
Yeah. And it's funny that you use that analogy, because, you know, you took a step back and, you know, you're outside that box and you're looking at former pictures of yourself and you're saying, why didn't I realize that? Why didn't I come to that understanding in that moment? Well, when you're in the moment, when you're in the flames, man, it is so hard to see how close it is to be out of the flames. And that's the image that I like to paint all the time with the clients is, man, just imagine a hypothetical fire, right? and you take that first step into the flames, and that first step into the flames, man, it stings, right? But the further that you get into the flames, the less it hurts, right? The less that maybe it has an effect on you. But what happens is you get so far through the flames, and then you start to second guess. Why am I doing this? Why am I putting this intentional opposition in my life? And then you don't realize that you're 3 inches from getting outside the flames. So what do? You turn back and you go back through what you just fought through.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said, it's hard to realize and come to an understanding when you're in the moment. But if you have the pictures, if you have some kind of, measurable, something that you can touch, something that you can physically look at,
right?
You can look back and say, oh, I was that close. I was that close. And I sometimes, Dwayne, I honestly think it comes down to people think they need to be like a mastery level, or they need to be an expert. And that's so far from the truth. Like, you don't have to be an expert. You just need to follow through. And you said you were going to do something, and you just need to follow through and finish what you started. You know, you owe yourself. That's
the
bottom line. You owe yourself.
For sure, man. For sure. And you know, I get a lot of questions, you know, people ask, you know, are you on maintenance and things like that? And I'm not, you know, I'm personally not on maintenance because I haven't hit the goal that I'm after. And then someone followed up, was like, so what's the difference? Like, what's going on? I was like, nothing. It's just, I got to keep the course. I got to stay the course. Yeah. You know, I'm not doing anything wrong. I just got to stay the course. I got to continue to do it, even when I feel like nothing's changing, even when it feel like, you know, I'm tired of it. I got to stay the course, man. And that works for anything. Like, if just staying the course, a lot of people bail so much, man. They bail. And they don't, and that's, I mean, to E2N's benefit, you know, you bailed on all those other programs, so come on to us, stay the course, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Dude, there's another video out there floating around with a guy. He's doing a sit down, and he talks about going to the gym. You go to the gym one day, you go home, you look in the mirror, you see nothing. You go to the gym a second day, you come home, you look in the mirror, you see nothing, right? Nothing changes from day to day. And when you get into that frame. So when you get into that frame, it's very, very, very difficult to see the outside of those flames. It's very difficult to see any reason to come back, because you see minuscule or no change at all. And Zero. Then you start to think, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I'm not superhuman enough. Maybe this isn't for the superhuman. This is for the super consistent. Just be super consistent. The common person can go far by just following through. If you failed yesterday, follow through. If you succeeded yesterday, follow through. Just keep trying. But we wrap ourselves up in overthink and overanalyze and think, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I can't tap into that next level of fitness. Maybe I can't tap into that next level of nutrition, or I can't obtain that goal because maybe I'm not superhuman enough. Just be super consistent.
Yes.
Just be super consistent.
Yes. You're talking to me, brother. I'm telling you.
I'm talking to me right now.
Yeah, you know, man.
And I was reading this book one time, and I think it was a Tim Grover book, but I can't be certain. And he was talking about, you know, when you start to really dial in on your goal and you start to really get close to that goal, it becomes 100 times harder, 200 times harder, 300 times harder. And that's when you need to really tighten things up. You can't, like you said, you got so close, and then you said, you know, maybe you started a second guess. Hey, maybe this is for the superhuman. Maybe this isn't for me. And then what'd you do? You went the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. We can't allow ourselves to go the opposite direction. We just have to stay super consistent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm going to say this. It popped in my mind just now. And this is E2M, as y'all listening, watching, this is going to benefit you tremendously. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you are spoiled. Jeff Witherspoon has figured out a quick way to lose excessive weight. So you're going to lose excessive weight quickly with E2M. When it's time to get to that elite status, that's when it's going to slow down.
Yeah.
And that's when you can't expect that 20, 30 that you drop in 8 weeks to happen when you start to tap into the elite status. Mm-hmm. Nate, write that down. Understand that, because, like I said, Boss Man is a genius. He's figured out the excessive. The excessive, he can wipe that out for you in 8 weeks. But when you get when you're in the normal state, yeah, that's good. But when you try to get to that elite state, it slows down, baby. It does. Yeah. It slows down majorly. And so when you understand that and you know that, hey, it's not going to be rapid, like you just said, you know, you're going to go to the gym, you're going to come back, nothing's going to change. When you understand that and you tap into this works, this is the plan, stay consistent, that's when you'll see the change. But it's not going to be quick. I'm saving you the heartache. It's not going to be quick, man. So yeah. I just wanted to put that out there, man, because that popped in my mind. I know you can hear it probably in the inbox a lot, man, but a lot of people, you know, we're spoiled. Just to be honest, Jeff Witherspoon is a genius. He's figured out a miraculous way to lose excessive weight. But when you get to the elite status, it does slow down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I want to piggyback off that, because you know we'll have people reach out to the inbox saying, "Hey, I'm 300 pounds. My wife is 150 pounds. Why are we eating? Why are we eating off the same plan?" So I'm going to dive into that. This is for the E2M clients, and this is for anybody really. If this is for anybody that wants to lose weight, you know, if you're eating. I'm not going to dive into detail because you know, that's just not what we do here. But if you're eating X, Y, and Z, that person that's 150 pounds, they may acquire the results that they desire in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. That person that's 300 pounds, it may take them 10 weeks, 12 mm-hmm. weeks, 20 weeks. But you know, as long as you're consistent with X, Y, and Z, and you don't start looking at A, B, and C, you're going to lose that weight. But it's all about being consistent. And, you know, one of the things that I get so frustrated with is, well, I shouldn't be eating the same thing as my husband. I shouldn't be eating the same thing as my wife. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work like that. Our program is designed for healthy and extremely rapid weight loss.
Right. Okay?
Once you hit that point, once you hit your goal number or your goal body, whatever looks good to you in the mirror, boom, yep. We'll change it up for you. But like I said, if you're 300 pounds, it may take you a little bit longer or a lot longer than that person that weighs 150 pounds. But, you know, it's all about staying super consistent. You know, you get close to that goal, don't turn around. Keep going. Keep going, man. And if you don't keep trying, you don't want it bad enough. If you
That's
don't
right.
keep trying, you don't want it bad enough. Plain and simple.
Preach, man. I was
kidding. Hey, man, you know, and if you don't want it bad enough for yourself, find a bigger reason. Maybe it's your wife. Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your parents. You know, find a reason why that's so massive that you can't turn your back on it, because you don't want to leave this world one day leaving, you know, your true potential behind. Mm-hmm. And man, we talked about it last week, the cost of regret. The cost of regret is far grander than that price of failure or the price of being consistent in life.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So true, bro. So true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Feeling it.
Hey, time out. If you haven't hit up Bright Spot, man, they got some product. They sent me this cup, Eager to Motivate cup. Woo! Yes, man.
Shout out to Bo and Nicole, Bright Spot. I should have had it queued up, man. Put a little the little banner down there, man. But yeah, shout out to Bright Spot, man. Great folks. I think their website is. Let me see if I can do that real quick, man. Yeah. Say something. Yeah. Talk about something else while I look that up.
And you know, I'm always quick to turn to my Ironman experience. So I'll talk about my Ironman experience. There was a day that was like 95 degrees, and I had I have a 2.5 hour training day. I had a 2.5 hour training day. And so I wake up at 4 a.m. so I can hit up the E2M inbox and do some work before I go to work. And I get out on the road without drinking a whole lot of water. I have one cup of water. I have one cup of coffee. I don't have any fuel in the morning. I'm like, I'm going to do this fasted. I'm going to do a fasted run today. I'm going to hammer out this 2.5 hours. I'm not going to have any problem. So I get on the road. I hit about 10 miles. So that's about an hour and a half for me. 10 miles is about an hour and a half for me. So I hit that 10-mile mark. I think I am going to crumble. I think I'm going to fall apart, right? And, you know, I still have an hour left on the road. So, you know, every step was a challenge for me. Every step was a challenge. Every step was a challenge. And at any point there, I could have turned around and just, you know, just like you said with your goal, you turned around. At any point in that run, I could have turned around. But I didn't. I just kept moving. I finally hit the halfway point, and I got to be able to turn around and go home. And by the time I was home, I was depleted. I was absolutely done. But what happened in that day is, A, I developed some resilience, some mental toughness, some fortitude, all that stuff. But B, I was able to learn from that failure. I was able to learn from that faltering moment. And the following week, I had a 3-hour run. Okay, so I wake up at 4 a.m. I do the exact same routine, except for this time I have a little fuel. Okay, sure. I have a bagel or whatever it was. I have some extra fuel with me to take for the run.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I could have sprinted the last 5 miles. I could have sprinted the last 5 miles. But if at any time in that previous run I would have turned around or stopped or doubted my abilities, boom,
so good.
That 3-hour run would have never happened.
That's right. Wow. Yeah, no, that's powerful, bro. Yeah. Cause we build on our wins, man. You know, we talked about the disappointing Emerald City. Like I ain't gonna front. I hate that story. Like,
There it is. Oh, wait.
More woods. If you don't know what we're talking about, you gotta go listen to all the episodes. But but we build on the wins, man. We strike that pickaxe, we reach that all the diamonds, and we celebrate. And then we realize there's more diamonds on the other side of the other wall, you know? So we build on those, man. So that's super dope, man, that, you know, to just see that play out in your own life, man. And back to Bright Spot, man. Wanted to drop their link here. Make sure you go to brightspotengraving.com. There's actually an E2M merch tab, so you can jump on that and get you some E2M swag if you're E2M. Or if you're not, still hit them up, man, because they got some really good product, man, and we definitely want to shout them out. Bo and Nicole are some amazing folks, man. So, all right, B, anything you want to say before we hit this last segment here?
Hey, man, there's no bigger secret to success than following through. You said you're going to do something, follow through and do it.
Yes, sir. Lane,
take it away, baby.
Yes, sir. Here we go. It's on me, ain't it? Yeah, let's get it. All right, this is the Do You Know segment. If you are familiar with the Bad Podcast, you know this is when we drop a fun fact about ourselves and something you might not have known about us. And, you know, we take turns each week and we try to give you something that's pretty cool. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's not, sometimes I don't know. But today, my Do You Know moment, because I got to spend a lot of time with my dad this weekend. My Do You Know moment is my dad is number 7 of 15. He has a lot of brothers and sisters, so that equates to me having a lot of cousins. Yeah. We have a family reunion shirt, and on the back of the shirt we have all the list of all the grandkids, and it's literally from the top of the neck down to the seam on the bottom, from grandkids, great grandkids, and all that. Our family reunion is a whole event. We have blow-ups and horseback riding and all of that. We own our own park in Bentonville, North Carolina. And it's a huge ordeal. Like, our family reunion is a 3-day event. We go fishing on Friday, have a fish fry that night. We have a kind of like a picnic thing at the park with all the funs and games and whatever. We go bowling that night. And then, you know, my whole family is grew up in the church, so we have a whole singing that next day on Sunday morning. So, yeah, man, huge family. And I guess kind of a combined fun fact, has all those siblings, and my mom is a only child. So so that is a fun fact about me, man. And shout out to a lot of my cousins, man. I got a lot of cousins in E2M. I'm trying to say the whole family, man. I'm trying to get everybody healthy, man. So definitely want to shout them out for jumping on this journey. But that is the Do You Know fact for me today. Love B, it. This has been fun, man. I don't know. You need to quit your job or something so you can do this today, man. I like doing it like this.
No doubt. Hey, you know, I've enjoyed this journey, and you kind of started with talking about how we were going to roll this out in the beginning, and I was going to do this solo, but I can't imagine doing this without you. And it's been a fun journey. And, yeah, you know, hey, we're just barely brushing the surface of this thing, because we're just getting started, baby.
That's right, baby. All right, guys, till next time. We out of here.